Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everyone can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. Today, we have one of those beloved members who's reaching out to us from further out than Jefferson County, Catherine Curley, an avid home baker, a breducator, if you will, and associate dean at Seattle Culinary Academy. Most importantly, she's the founder of Community Loaves, a nonprofit grassroots bread brigade, baking and delivering home-baked loaves in support of our overstretched food pantries. Passionate bread bakers throughout the Northwest region twice monthly provide nutritious, fresh, baked bread to our local food pantries. Welcome, Catherine, to our program today. So exciting to have you.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted, and I wholeheartedly embrace your idea that everyone can volunteer. It's absolutely true. We all have an opportunity to give back in little ways and big ways, but always an opportunity. That's so cool.
Well, what I really appreciate from what I know, and I'm looking forward to learning more along with our listeners, is this is an opportunity that dials into folks who have a passion. I'm always saying, you know, start with something you're passionate about. So let's get a little history. You have passionate bread bakers. We're in the middle of COVID, or with the beginning of COVID, and you have an aha about this opportunity.
Yeah, that aha was seeded years before, right? Mm-hmm. So through adventures with the grain school, with adventures at the bread lab, Washington State University's bread lab up in the Skagit, I attended the grain gathering for multiple years in a row, all pre-COVID. I had a collection of bread friends as a result of my own passion for the alchemy of flour, water, salt, yeast. And I was relatively new in my bread journey, maybe 6-7 years. So essentially not a lifetime of baking bread, but I was all in. And when COVID hit, I have to share that I was as frustrated, devastated, struggling, displaced. I couldn't go to my job any more than anybody else could. We had to shut down our culinary program and pivot and figure out how we socially distance in a hands-on program. And my students were also displaced. They were displaced from their sometimes 2-3 part-time jobs that they cobbled together in the restaurant industry in order to make ends meet and to afford school. So I felt helpless in the face of the situation. And I began to ponder what could be done. What could be done from our home kitchens, if anything, to help our food banks, who are now getting more and more people. And that led to Community Loaves.
Community Loaves, and I love the tag, breader together.
We're breader together. This idea that, you know, COVID was isolating for everybody, whether you were a student going to school and you needed that social stimulation, it was socially isolating from your work. And for seniors, at the time, my grandmother was 105, living in a retirement community. And all of a sudden, she's sequestered in. All age groups and all walks of life, we need purpose and connection. And I love that about your program. This idea of volunteering is about creating purpose and connection. And that's what makes life rich and meaningful and provides relationship. And you can nourish, you get to nourish yourself through nourishing others.
That's so true. So you have a group of some bread bakers that were students, or a collection of your social group through the network of the education courses you took. And you said, hey, guys, I've got an idea. And let's lay out the framework of what happened. You know, you started for this is true grassroots in your own kitchen kind of thing. If so, listeners, if you like to stay at home and have impact, so give us the lay of the land there.
Yeah, no, it's really amazing, and I have to share that today is our anniversary. So we've been at this for 2 years, but it really started a month before our first bread donation. It started with the idea. It started with calling. I had bread friends. I had friends from an affiliate group that I had created, an affinity group called Northwest Bread Bakers. And I called a handful of them and said, would you like to help me create a bread formula that we could then make and donate to food banks? And they're like, sure, we'll do it. So it took us about a month to get that first community loaves formula established. And then on April 26th, 2020, we donated 19 loaves of bread to our first food bank. It was 5 volunteers, myself and 4 friends. I only had 2 shopping bags that had grocery shopping bags that had loaves in them. And I brought them into the food bank. This is a food bank that serves hundreds. Mm-hmm. And I brought 19 loaves in. Oh. Boy, I was feeling like, hey, look. And the order of magnitude can be really quite humbling. You realize that those 19 loaves really aren't going to cut it, but it was a beginning. And if there are those of you out there who wonder what you can accomplish with just one person, it could be small, but most things start out small.
We talk about micro moments of kindness, the individual, the gorilla. I had there's the crone garden lady who takes the meridian in the middle of a street and she gardens it discreetly. And she shared this story and she didn't even want her real name shared, but she goes on to say a person drove by and then came back. They were so alarmed. They were frightened for her safety. They'd made her a sign and it just grows. It's contagious. Yeah. So this small group, you started with 19 loaves. Dare we share the statistic today? How many loaves have been distributed from just small kitchens around the Northwest? Right? How many?
So today was donation day. So we donate twice a month. Today was donation day. And we now have a total number of loaves. They look like this. We just got new bread bags. Mm-hmm. So they have information on them. And we've donated 74,730 loaves of bread.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Right? So I'm coming in as a baker who doesn't know anything, word of mouth. And by the way, I have 2 friends who are involved in hubs. We'll have to talk about that later. But basically, so you started this network. You really make it easy. Like you have delivery and you provide the materials. So give us an understanding of that process.
Yeah, think of it as the great bread relay race. From your home kitchen, for you've made these loaves of bread, you can donate as many or as few as you want, 1 to many, many more. You make these loaves in your home. You freeze them if you're not going to donate them right away. On donation Sunday, you take them out of your freezer or you take them fresh and you take them to your local geographic hub. We have 65 geographic hubs. We have some in Oregon and some in Idaho, but most of them are in Washington. And we have some right there in your neck of the woods in Port Townsend, led by Jane Hutchinson. So we'll tell you more about that one in a moment.
Excellent.
But we have a hub in your area. So you bike, walk, take your car as far as you need to drop the loaves on Donation Sunday. And then from there, they are, you know, counted and then they're transported direct to the food bank. When we started, we were supporting 1 food bank. Mm-hmm. And today we're supporting 35 food banks with our freshly baked bread.
And you know, I was reading a little bit about your effort. This is a local grain product that you then are supplying the materials for the bakers. You have a delivery system where it's really nothing out of your pocket for the baker. Is that correct?
Well, there is out of pocket. That's not quite, but we do intentionally try to support the local grain economy. At its very beginning, the genesis was, could we create this as win-win-win? Mm-hmm. Meaning it gives us personally as bakers a way to provide outreach and to do something that's nutritious and delicious, and it feels good to bake for. And then can we do that using ingredients? All the flour that we source and use in Washington, and now in Oregon too, is grown by Washington farmers. And then it's milled at two mills in the Skagit Valley, Cairn Spring Mill and Fair Haven. And the flour that we choose intentionally not only supports then local regional grain economies, but it also supports a milling practice that leaves more of the wheat berry in the flour. That means more nutrition. Most people care mostly about how it tastes, but we also want to make sure that what we're giving our most food insecure people, I would say what we want to give it to anyone, is something that is really nutritious and healthy and wellness promoting. And so that's what we do.
So one of the things that we really want to target in the last few minutes of our program is this hub notion. We have one here.
And you do.
So there's a hub leader. And then how do we help move this along? How far along is our hub in little old port towns in Jefferson County?
You have a hub in Jefferson County. It's in Chimicum. And we are supporting that hub right now. And we've already delivered 111 loaves of bread. Anybody who wants to participate in community loaves can do so. We support bakers of all skill level, from never having baked a loaf of bread to the master baker. We love those. We call you a ringer. So to get engaged, you visit our website and you sign up for an information session. And we go through the whole program. At the end of the information session, if this is the volunteer project for you, you sign up to support the region area where you live. And that's where you connect with Jane Hutchinson and the Jefferson County Food Bank. So you attend an information session, then you select your hub, which would be the Port Townsend hub. And then you are off and running. In terms of supplies, those supplies, through the information session, you know how to get those great flowers, and you get them at a terrific discount. They're not free, but you don't have to pay retail price for this beautiful premium flowers that most people would have to pay, you know, quite a bit of money for.
Let's get that information to our listeners. That would be communityloaves.org, or is there a phone number or email we should throw out there?
Communityloaves.org. Everything is there on the website. And if not, there's contact us so that we can help you connect the dots. But it's pretty straightforward. We have 964 active volunteers in our program. And so they've helped blaze the trail. You shouldn't have any problem registering.
Oh, that's so excellent, Catherine. Well, you know, these programs go so quickly. If there's one thing that we didn't touch on for the potential volunteer or the listener, what would we want to know more about? A food handler's permit or easy peasy hours per week? It's twice a week, right?
Right. Right. Okay. So here it is. Easy peasy. We support, again, bakers of all levels, brand new to highly advanced. The bread is delicious. I forgot to mention this. We want you to nourish yourself and your community at the same time. So you keep a loaf for yourself to enjoy. You bake when it works for your schedule, but our loaves are freezer friendly. So you can freeze them and pack them ahead so that you can then donate them. And you're part of a community. So even though we are a program that now spans Washington, Oregon, Idaho, you're really about your community there in Port Townsend and helping Jefferson County. So, and the need is great. And we spell need K-N-E-A-D. It's larger than what we're contributing to date. And so never think that these food banks have enough bread. When we donate those loaves, 2,500 loaves may be what we donate on a Monday. The need at that same Monday across all 35 food banks, 10,000 loaves. So we're just at the tip of the iceberg. And if you feel a calling to make bread with us, then we could use it.
Unbelievable, Catherine. Well, let's have you back on, or I think we should connect with Miss Jane.
Yes.
Thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule. It's really inspiring to think about one loaf, how any way you slice it, you can rise to the occasion, right?
Right.
And listeners, if you were not able to join us for this full wonderful program, you will find this archived on our podcast page at kptz.org. Again, Catherine, thank you again for joining us. I look forward to meeting you in person and perhaps having you on again.
I can't wait to meet you too. I'm coming up to Port Townsend right away.
Super. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, and thank you for listening to us today. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is in the masterful hands of Nora Petrich. So now go out, get involved. Consider baking a loaf, connecting nutrition for your soul and for others while you do it. Have a great day.